anything else with this. You got this first introduce you. This is Rabbi Yaakov Rivlin, who will speak about his memories and impressions of Rav Aaron Kotler Zal. Okay, go ahead.
The first thing that I wanted to say is being in the yeshiva of Lakewood, I was once by Yank Kamenetsky, and he tells me, he says, the lights in Lakewood don't understand. They eat with him, they sleep with him, and in the same building, and we talk to him. And they think that he's a poshet, he's a mensch. He's bigger than they are, but he's a mensch. He says, Satoyes, he says, I believe these ones. He says, as soon as we knew Rabban, his words were that the Bianca is a Malach Elakim. He was an underbelly.
Let me just introduce you so they know who you are.
No, you don't have to.
No, I mean, want to start, like, when did you come to Lakewood?
I came to Lakewood
58. Why did you come here? Any special reason?
I learned Tells, and I came there by 13. At 15, for some reason I had a chukka to go to learn by Rabban.
Yeah. So what was your...
Yankiv Kamenetsky, I was very close with him, and I knew he was coming to Rabban, so I asked him to speak to Rabban to get me to go there.
So he spoke to Rabban?
He spoke to Rabban to get me to go there. He wanted me to go someplace else. He wanted me to go to Eretz Yisrael. That till today I feel that the Chochmas of Yankiv was so deep that I didn't realize 2 years later how smart he was with that. But at that point I didn't understand it, and I insisted, whatever you want. If you want to like what I'll speak to Rabban, and I came to Rabban.
Any particular place he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, he wanted me to go to the Kerel Chazanish. And he said, I asked him then, what shaykhs we have to the Kerel Chazanish, if we could take a 50-year-old American boy in those days. He said that, he told me a thought, doctor. He says that the Yankiv said that he asked the Petir of the Chazanish, they asked him to be in Malamokim. So the Chazanish, doctor, how about they adopt him? I didn't take his aids, and it was, and afterwards I realized it was a big mistake. I should have listened to that.
Look, you didn't make such a bad mistake coming to Lakewood.
Yeah, but it would have been done better the other way. But
that's not my little moment. Keep on the subject.
Okay. So Rabbi Yankiv said that was a Malach Elokim, and remember Rabbi Yankiv was the one that made him. He was supposed to go to college, but he had a sister. And Rabbi Yankiv was the one that was really Mikaradensh. He started him off.
Because other stories have Rabbi Reuven involved there.
Rabbi Reuven was also involved, but Rabbi Yankiv, I think, was the Ika. The Takamon, they were very close. Very, very close.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see.
So besides that, the biggest godless I've never is in my whole life. From the time I saw her, I was around another Gdelem, the person slinked around and just to watch him saying a shia.
Yeah.
The Mamish, his face shined.
They say also, people said that even though he was Baruch Mashal Olam, he could relate to any person at his level. Is that true?
Yeah. When I came at 15, he used to learn with me at night, so I remember I started Baruch Mizgalgu with him, the sugi from Baruch Mizgalgu.
Yeah.
Baruch Kamer.
Yeah.
And he tells me, so I came in, I remember Chaim Epstein, and I think the one guy told me, he wouldn't hear from nothing, just Gemara, Rashi, and Tesis. He doesn't want to hear no Titus. He who was able to bring himself down to a level for a 15-year-old boy.
Uh-huh. Is he very sensitive?
Yeah, he was close to my father too, so he had a little bit more of an interest. But uh-huh. Baruch Hashem, it was the scenery that you saw, that this blew my gun to love me. Just to watch him and look when he filmed the shit, that title will never go away. Shabbos, Monday Shabbos, so Monday morning. It was Givaldic. He once called up my father. He used to help my father out in Menachem Parish, used to go to raise a lot of money for him for Chinuch Atzmoy.
Right.
And he once called up my father, and he calls up and says, I'm Moshe. And my father used to was working for Moshe Feinstein.
I have a question about that. I got mixed up because he was in Tel Vidas at that time too.
Yeah, he left
Tel Vidas.
He was the
home Machlokes
there.
No, even because I was in Tel Vidas after the Petir of Aaron, and your father was still there.
My father was still there after the Petir of Aaron.
Yes. How do I know? Because I was by the Mount Levaya in Kisrael. And when I came back, I used to work for your father with the calling up people for money in the office. And I remember I told him that I was there by the Levaya. And I talked about the rain and this, so he had to be there. So you're telling me he was in by Rav Moshe at the same time?
He was by Rav Moshe. Yeah, he told me the story of my father.
He must have been at both places at one time.
No, he was never in both places. He left there, but he told me that later, Baron called up. Well, that's where he happened to be, Moshe, then...
It could be just he was there, because I know for sure he was there afterwards, because when I came back from Israel, I worked in Tel Vidas. I was an English teacher, race, and he was there. He wasn't away.
Maybe it was Moshe then, but he told me that my father called him to speak to him. Rabban called him to speak to my father, and he said, Moshe, and Moshe Feinstein, because my father wasn't in the office that minute, he picked up the phone, so Rabban thought he was speaking to my father.
Yeah.
He said that he needs $25,000 for Glach Atzmoy.
Yeah.
And Moshe said, Avadach, it was Glach Shafman, for those years.
Yeah.
And then we found out it was Moshe. He called him up to answer Mechila. He never meant to buy it. He didn't know it was him. He thought it was my father.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I hear.
No, but he helped him out a lot, my father, over the years, with Chinuch Atzmoy. He had with Nachum Parish, they went around. Chinuch Atzmoy was a big chilek of his life, his avodah. He believed very much in Chinuch Atzmoy.
But he was a time of death at that time. Well, of course, when Aaron was alive.
Yeah. And I still remember a story once in the yeshiva when the silver came and said a shir.
Who?
To play the silver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was here, in Lakewood.
In Lakewood. So the yeshiva was sitting up front, and he was singing here. He always said in Kachim. And the yeshiva was shaking his head. And the silver noticed it. He said, Mr. Kotler, his gefeltach nicht was besorgt. So a lot of guys walk out there, but that was the blaze of soul. He didn't mean, I have no sophist, he didn't mean no bazillion. That's what he talked. The kid said, she was a kind of a head and told me, he says, he's coming from Cincinnati, was out there, I'm going to push it to Zachim. But the kid said, the learning and the interest he had in every bacher, without even going to names, something with bachem then, bachem that needed, mamish was like a father to a lot of them, mamish, he gashmias.
Right.
The hunters used to buy him suits and food. He was mamish via tata, he was worried about every bacher that he felt, whatever they need, whatever he could be, would help out in any way, he was there for them.
Uh-huh.
You didn't see the other Shiva's wasn't in the summer of Shiva, you're not Tata Ichet. Your mamish is sort of the chush. And this house was Panim that he had. der Feind ist hier, der Feind ist so, es ist der Feind, der Kopf ist, he's sitting on the side and he used to speak, but he's does.
Yeah.
And Shmuel is doing their coffee. It was Mavel Arayim. It was Mamish. The scenery that she didn't see, she hasn't seen anything. It was just Mamish. Mamish, it's all that. It's a pot. It's a
okay. This is the house.
He is Pesach, the storm, the last 2 years of his life that we were there to eat my parents, me, my sister was late through the storm with him.
In Lakewood?
In Lakewood, yeah. And the baby was still there, was
the baby was still there?
Was the 2 years, that was right before the get. It was very difficult for him, and it's a very short kufa.
Mm-hmm.
The kids spoke to him, they spoke to her, they did. It was very short kufa, but Mamish, the couple got out to Simcha, like in that massive. No regret with that Dave and Ron, and it was Dave and God also at night.
Yeah.
He didn't use Roman letters, and he felt that he didn't need at that time. He said he used regular salt. He didn't need with hashgina. He didn't have to run out to get with hashgina and pay more. It wasn't easy in those days. It wasn't like today. It just everything became kosher and everybody. We had different types of dishes. But we didn't eat kibbutz. She made kibbutz.
Yeah.
I had a story, but I can't tell it before the tape. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
But it was a very incentive place. My mother's the kind of walk, and she asked, and then she said, "Plus the shoe had one set of dip glasses, fleishig and milchig."
Yeah.
And she said, "How could you eat from dip? There's all but you know fleishig as soon as they wash it out."
Paper cups.
There's no paper cups.
You're talking about
going back 50 years ago.
Yeah, I understand. So not everybody realizes that. So everybody thinks, they might think that everything was like that way before.
No, it was a different. And then he used to drink, the first craze he drank was wine. The other craze was he mixed.
With what? With grape juice?
With wine and grape juice.
Yeah.
He was just a chef and drinking it.
Yeah.
And I still remember once, Waldman.
Yeah.
He came in, and he asked if she was going to go to St. Louis.
What?
It was Pesach time, and I was dying out of town to wait for Yiddishkeit, you know, to see if he could be master of St. Louis. Who was there?
Yeah.
I remember the Shinzo Chereba told him, so his words were, "Rabbi Israel came only for Machti Gemara, and Aleski going in Machin Kazan Balachuva." He said, "The gate always wrapped in his day."
Who's Rabbi Israel?
No Santa.
Yeah.
Like, "The gate is wrapped in his day," he says. He told him, "Buy me Yeshiva Zit and Bismarck around." He felt that was more important. That was before the whole, you know, the Balachuva movement later on.
Yeah.
And besides that, these people don't realize that, you know, he was a Mashiva, but he wrote down that the Mishnah from Mishnah Saban came out. You see the Truvis that he used to write, the Mikvois,
yeah.
Dozen places, his Kloket, Halacha, you have people. probably about it was Paul Klingenberg. He wrote a tshuva. His president didn't have the time, but he was a president with very grace in halacha. The world thought he was time, you know, a shiva.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if you give a look at what they put out, the tshuva that he wrote back there, his mamish is his tekiyas and shulchan aruch.
Any observations you had, any experiences you had with him?
I used to walk him in the morning to try to sleep by his door when he went there to get up for that.
Yeah.
It was a block away. He slept in the Bentheim building and this magic forest. He used to wait by the door and to walk him in some passage to walk alone.
Yeah.
I still remember one day he walked out of the room like that and he says, "Hi, yes, I guess it's like a steady Kishman." He goes back in. A second later he comes in, "Name it seemed like a galant."
He didn't, but he thought he did.
He thought for a second he thought he didn't.
What time was it?
In the morning, it was 7 o'clock.
Can you lay in Krishna before davening?
He laid me before davening.
Why?
I have no idea. That's what he just told me. He said, "You can't speak by gasoline in Krishna."
It's interesting because 7 o'clock is not too late for, like, saying lay in Krishna with the brothers.
Yes,
because I heard a shita like this, and it was the first time I heard that anybody else did it.
Yeah, that's what he did, and then he came out and he said, and then Shingalaint, and he went,
he was walking right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did Shiva Dhamma 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah.
7:30.
Yeah, so we make time. That's it, very interesting. Was Schiff there at your time?
No, Yaakov Schiff wasn't there. He left already, but he went to school already.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Shatkin, and so the whole story of itself, but he made the Shidduch. It wasn't a sugya, it wasn't a blotch here. It was Mamish Hekif, a Gewaldige Hekif. He used to, was once a Gewaldige story he told me over. He said that he used to always put up Mamikremis, this ancient story. He used to always put up Mamikremis before Shia.
Yeah.
He said over once that in the time of Rabbi Israel, so Solanter, he also used to put up Mamikremis.
Yeah.
So one of the Bochum Yeshivas that went over.
Yeah.
And he wanted to change. He changed the Mamikremis budget. He put up new Mamikremis.
For
Yisrael Solanter Shia.
Okay.
And one Mamikremis had nothing to do with the other. He just put up, he picked some Gemaras and he put it up there. So Yisrael came in, he looked at the Mamikremis for a few minutes, and he got up and said a Shia on the new Mamikremis. So Rabban said, Rabban told me, that the world thinks that he needed 2 minutes to prepare the Shia.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the Toyas, the 2 minutes he needed, he was a Shailas, it's Gaiva, to say the Shia.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Shia, he said he could have said that without even a blink of an eye, he could have just gone up there and said the Shia.
Mm-hmm. Even though it was different Mamikremis.
What?
Even though it was different Mamikremis.
Different Mamikremis, the other, he never saw it, I found out, as I usually would be so given.
So that's also, but they say he had a big thing with the grill a lot. He's talking about the grill, no?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm getting a call. Can I go in there for a second?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I missed
the call. I'll get up. I'll go into it. Yeah, he was very degrading with the grainy. He held the grill with like a Haitian. When he used to say in the Shia, he used to say the day is invaded, started him, he used to mention the grain together with the Rishayim, Seder,
mm-hmm.
in the Shurim.
Mm-hmm.
And the pattern, when he mentioned just, you spoke about the grain, the Merdik, the Shemaim, the soil is face, the Pachad,
mm-hmm.
just what he talked about the grain.
Mm-hmm. But you say his goal was the Chassam Sefer.
What?
To be like the Chassam Sefer.
To be, he wanted to be his chief 11, like the grand was a Shaykh, and he was much bigger. His chief was to become a Chassam Sefer. Also, there was an almana that used to prepare food for him.
Mm-hmm.
Of the spirit of the cherem, that Chachalili should be begin. Yosef almana Lisanon.
What's her name?
This is Berman, I think.
Okay.
I think so. She used to be marked that Chachalili not to be begin, nothing that she should ever have a taina.
Mm-hmm. The Chazon is Hebrew of HaKadosh.
Yeah. I also have a story in that I can't tell you later. But that's what he said at the table then.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the Sukkah. And then when he danced the Sukkah, he walked here from Shmini Atzeret, he walked to the other building, the tail, he danced in the street.
Mm-hmm.
He would have said the tail, he spoke with the tail, but
Did they take candles?
They had candles, yeah. They had candles and they carried it out.
Mm-hmm.
And a few times I didn't drive, so I went to
What about Lee?
There's a story, they say, also, when she was with the mountains, she was driving in a car.
Yeah.
And there's such a Miss Yankov girls were hitching.
Yeah.
They're driving with Stravinsky. So anyway, so he stopped, the girls look in, they saw Obama, they recognized him, who he was, or they saw an Alta Yid, I don't know what they were thinking of. But, so they were, the stairs to go in the back.
Yeah, yeah.